The following is an unrehearsed interview for the Kentucky Oral History Project. The interview is being conducted by Darlene Young in the home of Mr. and Mrs. Willie Abshire. Today's date is February the 22nd, 1981. Mrs. Abshire, we'll start with you. What year did you marry Mr. Abshire?
1921,
and you said February the
23rd.
How did you two meet?
Well, I went to my sister's. She married and she lived up in Huntington, and I went up first to see her.
To visit.
And I met him.
Now, where did you start married life? Was it in Pike County?
Yeah.
And how long did you live there?
How long we live up there, honey?
Well, we lived in Pike County there at Henry Clay. The lookout together there just that close together, you know. Well, we lived there about, I left there in, 39, I believe it was.
Were you a coal miner?
It's 38 you left there.
38. 39. Just after Tilly was born.
Well, she was only 3 days old when you left.
I thought.
And then from Pike County, did you go to?
I went to West Virginia, up at
Longacre,
West Virginia.
And when did you come to Lawrence County?
Oh, I come to Lawrence County and bought a farm up here in 35. And I bought that farm with my brother's brick house.
I don't remember the dates.
I don't remember either.
Well, that's all right. Why? How did you happen to buy a farm in Lawrence County?
Well, see, her daddy lived down here, and I come down here visiting, you know, and he told me about that farm for sale, and I went ahead and bought it, 115 acres. Up that hollow there at the brick house.
Now, when you say, would that still be the Charlie Road?
Yeah.
Yes, that's still this road here. That was just a county road then. That's how come you sell that place up there. I didn't have no road to get in and out hardly. That's way backhander, and since I let it go, they built a state road up through there, you see. Broken hill both ways.
Mrs. Abshire, who was your parents? What were their names?
Lum Dixon.
And had they lived here in Lawrence County?
Uh-huh.
When did they die?
Poppy died in 51 and Mama died in 52.
Who was your mother?
She was a justice.
I understand that you're also related to the Hayes family, is that right?
Yeah,
her daddy's mother was a Hayes. She was sister to this John Hayes up here. The old man John Hayes.
And Walton. And Uncle Lodge.
Yeah. There were two sets of them Hayes, but they was all from one man, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think about 27, 28 kids of them all.
Yes, the original Hayes had a large family. He'd been married two or three times, hadn't he?
He'd married twice.
Was it twice?
Yeah, just twice.
Someone told me that you could tell me how the name Charlie got its name. How did the community get its name? Do you remember? You don't remember?
Well, they was holding dances here, and they called it the Charlie Dance, and they named it that day. I think that's the way it was. I'm not sure.
Okay, you think that it was named after a dance.
Mm-hmm.
What do you remember about this little community when you were growing up? Was it, were they a lot of people here? Have a lot of them moved away, or are there more?
There was more here than there are now. A lot of them moved away.
What caused them to move away?
Well, just going away to work, you know, and nobody come back.
Was this like during the Depression, or?
Well, you see, after I bought that farm up there, I left here and went to West Virginia. Worked up there night for almost 20 years, up that Longacre. Got all the bridges together. Up on Kenora River.
Did you make very much money in the early days at coal mining?
Well, I made more money when I first went in the coal mines than I was making when I quit. I was in the coal mines, I run a machine all the time, cutting coal by contract, you know. And I made, this 1 year I made anywhere from $35 to $40 and $50 a shift, cutting coal. Of course, I worked day and night.
Was it, did they have any machinery when you started? Was it all hand?
No, they had machines when I started, but they was old type machines, you know. I run those things on Morton Garden up to hydraulic jeffery.
Is coal mining no easier on the miner now than it was when you started?
Yeah, that's the heavy thing for them. Now, everything machinery now, yearly.
Do you remember anything about how they started the union in West Virginia? Were you in the thick of that?
I was in a whole lot of it.
What do you remember about those days?
Well, I remember during World War II that we shut the mines down, the union did, and trying to organize the bosses. We lost that strike.
Did you fear for your life any time during those days?
Oh, yeah, I was hurt. I was hurt twice pretty bad. Last time I was hurt, a timber caught my head, didn't pop.
Well, she meant that when you was on strike, huh?
Huh?
She meant when you was on strike.
Oh, when I was on strike. Well, what I remember about it, we just picked the mines, you know, wouldn't let them work.
Did you ever see John L. Lewis?
I never seen him to be close to him.
Do you remember, I can't remember the lady's name, but there was a lady that was well known who tried to unionize the mines.
Yeah, I recollect that, but I don't recollect her name now.
Did you ever see her?
Yeah, I've seen her. I've seen her in West Virginia. That's where I met up there. Seen her one time.
What was a typical mining community like? Was it very good housing, or was it mostly just shacks, or what was it?
Oh, we had some good houses. Back when I first started mining, the coal company built houses for their men. And they were pretty good houses, weren't they?
Yeah.
They was, most of them, four-room houses, and they were
didn't have a water nothing in them, though.
Didn't have no water, because they had hydrants everywhere, you know, along pipelines. They didn't have to carry water very far. It wasn't in the house.
What about the community store? We've heard so much about how you had to buy. Yes, you had to buy from the union store.
They wanted you to buy everything you eat out of the store. The companies did, but I didn't a cup of cow. I wanted to live where I could keep a cow and raise hogs, you know. And I most time I had cows and hogs.
So you raised some of the food that you ate?
I did, yes I did.
Did you think that the people were as poor as what we're led to believe now? Were they really a bad...
Now they were some people that was on welfare back then. Yeah, but anyhow, the people, you know, that wouldn't work and didn't want to work, they just work enough to get by.
But the people who wanted to work could make a good living.
Most of the time now, I've seen the time when they were shut down, the companies would shut down, you know, and I'd have to move from one place to another to get work while we lived at Lookout. In Pike County, I had to go to Virginia and work a while and went to different places, you know. But most of my work was with Senator Clark, coal company. I worked for them. It was 23 years and something, almost 24 years.
You've got a 30-year pen, Franklin, haven't you?
Yeah, I've got a pen, a 30-year pen. I worked for them over 30 years all together.
Well, do you think that the companies were as bad as they're depicted to be? Were they good to you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I didn't have no problem with it. They was good to me. I didn't expect one strike. During World War II, I was the only man got up and voted to not go back to work.
What did the other men think about that?
they just laughed at it.
Did you know very many people who had black lung?
Oh, no, I didn't know very many, no. That black lung, I never got my black lung until after I retired. So that's about 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
That was hard to get in the first place. And it's got hard again.
What do you, how did you travel in those days? Did you go by train or?
Well, I went by train most of the time back in the early part of my life. The last part, I went by car most of the time.
Wasn't no road up through there for a car or nothing.
There wasn't no roads up Marbone Creek, up there where we lived at Lookout.
Just the train track.
And there wasn't no roads, well, there's lots of places.
When you moved to Lawrence County to live, did you still go back there to work, to West Virginia?
Oh, yeah, I went back to West Virginia. She stayed here. How many years was it after your mother died?
I don't know.
I retired. About 7 or 8 years.
Would you just come home on weekends, or would it?
Come home maybe once a month.
Once a month?
Something like that.
I'd go get him.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Abshire, when you were growing up as a young child, did you go into Louisa very much? What was your average day? Where did you go to school?
John Hayes School.
John Hayes School. Was that the name of it? Or?
That's the name of it.
Was it, who was some of your teachers? Who do you remember?
Well, Mr. Sparks was one. That's my kids' teachers when we lived up on the farm. And Tiny Nichols was a teacher.
John Nichols.
And John. But that was in the kids' school.
Yeah.
Okay. State Miller was my teacher.
What was the first name?
State Miller. Lived right up here.
What do you remember about school life when you were in school? Was it just one-room school? Was there very many children in the room?
Yeah, there were several children.
Who were some of your friends that were in school with you? What were their names? You don't remember the names. Did you like school?
No.
You didn't?
Carl Miller was one, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Which school you did, Carl Miller?
Yeah.
What was Clyde. Clyde Miller was his brother's name.
Yeah, I went to school with them.
Who was some of your good friends that were neighbors? Who lived close to you that you liked to play with?
We didn't have no close neighbors, and we didn't get out and play because we worked.
Tell me about your work. What type of work did you do? Mostly outside or inside the home?
I worked outside. I wouldn't work in the house.
She
was
raised on a farm.
How many was in your family? Eight. Are they all living now?
No. I got one sister, dad, and one brother.
Any of your brothers and sisters live in Lawrence County? Now?
No. Sarah Jane lives in Ashland, and Amy lives down there in Ashland.
Johnny lives in Ashland.
And Johnny lives in Ashland. Brother Walter lives out at Urbana High, and Woodrow got killed in the Navy.
When you were working on the farm, what did you raise? What was mostly the crops that?
Just beans and corn and
potatoes.
So you actually you had garden type things. You didn't raise anything for sale,
no.
Really.
No, we never raised enough to
what do you remember, like, what church did you go to?
Mary Church up there, mostly.
Do you remember any of the preachers that were associated with the church?
Did you remember Greedy Pack? Was he one of them?
Yeah, Greedy Pack was one of them. But I don't remember nothing about him.
Was church about the only social contact that you had with people?
Yeah.
Did they have, like, a lot of church dinners, or it's mostly just church? Did you meet every Sunday, or was it just about once a month? Or
once a month.
Once a month. What stands out in your mind about your early childhood? What do you remember the most? That, like, what do you hand down to your children? What do you tell them about your childhood?
I just growed up and I worked
hard
on the farm, and I helped my daddy. I'd hoe corn or gather corn or cut crops or pull fodder or anything to help him.
Were you daddy's little girl? Did you really love your daddy?
Yeah.
Describe him. What was he like?
He wasn't very tall. He had blue eyes.
He is about 5'7".
Yeah. Was he a happy person?
He was happy.
Good to his children?
Yeah.
He
never did whip me.
Never did. He was just... He didn't have any outside work other than the farm work, though.
He went off now.
He'd go off and work.
He'd go to Ohio and cut corn in the fall. He'd come to Lookout, Hendrickley up there, and work. Well, one fall weather down over. He went outside, you know, dumping coal. Put on the tipple, we call it. Tipple. He never went to mines.
No, he never went to mines.
Now, he went off and cut timber. He went up in West Virginia and cut timber. One year, I know.
He tried to get him a job of a fall to make enough money to get him a place, and he moved nearly every year. My daddy did, because he didn't own no farm. And when he bought this, this is the only place he ever owned.
So you got the home place that he had.
I bought it off Nair's, yeah.
What did you think about moving so often? Did it bother you? Or did you like the idea? You like the idea of seeing new places?
Well, it didn't bother me.
Did you move within the community, or did you move to other parts of the county?
I moved wherever you wanted to go.
We went to Hendrickley when I was first married. And then after I bought this farm, she stayed down here on it part of the time. And then she took me to move back to Lookout while I was working in the mines up there. And then the mines shut down there at Lookout. And I went to West Virginia for the same company.
And I stayed there about a year before you moved me over there.
Yeah, I stayed there by yourself about a year. So at Lookout, before I moved over there. Mm-hmm. I moved along here. And then I went to Tuckanosha, go down to Ashland, buy a place. Went down and bought what they call a chicken farm, you know. And she stayed down there about 6-7 years, didn't she?
Yeah.
And I still worked in the mine. Come back to some farms about every month. And then we sold that to our oldest boy.
Tell me about your children. Which one's the oldest and what's their name?
Johnny was the oldest.
Johnny was the oldest, and he lives in Ashland, or outside of Ashland.
No, he lives at Summit. I mean, in Greenup County now, he is.
Yeah.
Did he marry someone from here?
No, he married Mommy while he was in the Army. He was in the Air Force. stayed in the Air Force about 4 years, and while he was in there, he married a girl there at Longacre.
Mm-hmm. What, who's your next child?
Harlan, he lives in California.
He lived at Long Beach, California. He's been around about 20-some years, 22 or 3 years.
He's been there a long time.
How did he happen to go to California?
He married out there. Married a girl out there. She's been working for Roebuck. Clerk in the store of Roebuck, you know?
Mm-hmm.
While he was in the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to go down there, so he went.
And then who's next besides him?
Now he's coming back this spring, he said. I don't know. So he's going to sell out there.
Nexton.
Who is?
Andy. Her husband died.
Who'd she marry?
She married Fred Eastick.
And then who's after Edna?
Reba.
She lives in Detroit. And Walter lives in Detroit. I've got two in Detroit here.
Yeah.
Did they marry people there or?
No.
No, they married. Walter married Miss Lyons' daughter. Reva married a boy down there in Ashland, Stewart.
Calicburg, yeah.
Jimmy Stewart. And then Tilly, she married young. She married.
Linda married
a champ. She lives in the head of the holler here.
Now, is Linda the youngest, or is Matilda?
Yeah, Linda's the youngest one. Linda's living.
I've got two
kids. We lost two. Lost a boy and a girl.
So you had how many in all?
10.
And then how many grandchildren do you have?
I wouldn't know.
You got so many you don't know.
I have to count them, and I can't count them.
Great-grandchildren. We got great-grandchildren married.
Well, yeah.
Well, I'm 84.
You're 84. Well, that's a long, good life.
Yeah.
Did you ever think when you got married that you'd be married 60 years?
No.
No, that's impossible. I'm 74. I'll soon be 75.
Well.
In April, I'll be 75.
But she's had some bad spells, too. She had a stroke. It's been about 6 years, 5 or 6 years back.
It ain't been that long, honey.
It ain't. See me back about this.
Time flies when you're having fun, though, isn't it? Well, is there anything that you'd like to put on tape that you remember? Anything from years ago? What do you do for a hobby? What do you like to do?
We watch television most.
She used to do a lot of quilts.
Yeah,
quilts.
I quilted 100 quilts one winter.
Oh my goodness. That is amazing. That is really...
On the machine, though.
Well, that still sounds like an awful lot.
It is.
It was an awful lot.
A lot of work.
I quilt 2 and 3 a week.
Now, did you sell these, or did you...
I've sold them all. I ain't got nothing.
But, I mean, did when you started out, did you start out to sell, or did you just start out to have for your family, or what?
I started out to quilt for people. $5 a quilt.
So,
long board collection, you go around $20, didn't you?
Well, I got more.
Is there anything that you'd like to add, Mr. Abshire, that you remember, you know, about your early days?
Well, there's a lot of things that I remember, but I don't worry. I'll put it on tape or not.
What do you remember about Lawrence County when you first came here? What was your idea when you first saw
it? Well, when I first come down here, first time I was ever up here to Charlie, was when I come to get married. Come to ask her daddy for her, you know. And he pushed the whip on me, gave her to me.
So what did you do?
Well, she slipped around and made off a note signed his name to it, and I went in Louisiana. I had a friend or two down here that I worked with, you know. And they went with me, and he got the license and got married anyhow.
Oh. Was she underage? Was that the reason he was?
She was only 14, well, about 14 and a half years, I guess, something like that.
I like from February up to April, being 15.
Yeah, that's where it was.
Well, did he finally get in a good humor?
Oh, yeah. He was all right after so long. I stayed by a week while I was down here with him. They lived up the hall here, they. What's called the Ed Austin place,
eh?
Yeah. Is that, where did you actually get married?
Up there in Ed Austin house.
Who married you?
Ike Griffith.
Ike Griffith.
And you know what?
Well, you won't have to tell the rest of it.
Why?
Thank you, sir.
Oh, well, okay.
We had to get married twice. That fella married us, it was in the wintertime, you know, pretty bad weather. And he died before he took
the license signed.
I can't put him on record.
So who married you the second time?
We lived together about half a big time before we found it out. And we had to get married again.
Mm-hmm.
That preacher in Aunt Louise. What's his name?
How did you find out that the first preacher didn't take the license back?
How did we find that out?
I come down here and I went in there to get the copy of our marriage. And they said it's here where he got the license, but it ain't no place where he was ever married. That's how come me to find it out.
We had to get married to make it law.
Yeah.
Of course, they wasn't even making me out no liar because I went and got the two witnesses' affidavits and had them put on record, too.
Mm-hmm. Who were your witnesses?
Law and Remy.
And Jay Hayes, and they're both dead now.
They're both dead. Jay Hayes.
What else do you remember about the early days? When you came to Lawrence County, was the roads very good?
Oh, no. You could hardly get up here. The roads were bad, muddy.
Right out there was awful mud hole, and the mud was that deep. It really was.
There was places that you couldn't hardly get a big mule and a buggy through it.
Just a minute, I'm going to have to change the tape.